Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's a little Grace Slick bringing us back. One of the classics from the Wayback Machine. You can't go very long without that kind of music, folks. You got to have a little rock and roll in your life. Welcome back. 23 After, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You got articles, archives, the Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. We got a small business minute. We got a motivational minute. You name it. A to Z, small business, anything for small business. Any amount of time you want to spend, 5 seconds to 15 minutes, we got something there. Don't forget to take our poll question. We have a different question every week. We ask you, we want to know what you think, and we'll report back to you. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our new friend, John Tangredi. He's now a member of our Brain Trust. And, John, we're kind of like the Hotel California. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
That works for me.
He's the president of Expensible, and that's expensible.com.
That's correct.
Okay, we've been talking about software as a service, working in the cloud. Some companies are cloud-based only. Some companies are desktop only, sort of, or I call it installed only, meaning or hosted by the owner only. But you guys do it both ways. You give people the option either way, right?
We do.
Tell us a little bit about Expensible.
Well, Expensible started with a desktop product, and that was 15 years ago.
You shoot them a CD and
shoot
install it.
CD out, yeah. And you could buy it at Staples or buy it online at that time. But we would send it out, and you can install it, and you'd run it individually on your laptop or your desktop. And really, it was the evolution and availability of the internet that really started to push the availability of putting things into the cloud. So we developed a second product, which was really a sister product to our desktop, and now have that in the cloud.
So you can do either way. Talk to us about the idea of expense management.
So what companies have to do, and this is whether you're a large company or a small company, is you're always trying to grow the top line and control the bottom line, right? Costs are important to look at. And with the exception of payroll, expenses specific to travel and entertainment are the most controllable item in a budget that can have an impact on the bottom
line. And the more granular you can be about that, the better off you are, aren't you? Someone, one of my mentors once said, watch the pennies. The dollars will take care of themselves.
That's right. It's all about visibility.
Yeah.
So automating a process is great, but really the benefit is in collecting the data, being able to analyze it, and make smart choices in your business about what to do.
Having been an employee, having employees, there's also something about knowing that that's being tracked and everything that helps people be a little better stewards of your money.
Well, it does. Without a doubt, I think employees always want to do the right thing.
Yep.
And one of the most difficult things is that they usually don't know what the policies of the company are.
Right.
They're in an employee handbook that you sign when you first join a company, and it gets filed away somewhere. So we also give visibility to the employees so that they know what they should be spending.
Explain that to me.
What we do is part of the automation process is to make sure that as expenses are being incurred, that the users...
This would be like putting gas in a car.
Could be.
Buying courier services.
Sure.
Taking somebody to lunch. Buying an airline ticket, hotel, whatever. Anything like that.
That's correct.
Where the employee has the ability to spend some of your money.
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So what we do is we give visibility to what the company's policies are so that there is continual reinforcement to the employee. The awareness is what builds consensus. So if they have that awareness and they can see what the policies are, they're going to be more compliant.
And how does the user get that? How does the employee get that?
So we reinforce the compliance by flagging whenever there's an exception. So when they enter in expense data, if it's outside of what the policy is for the company, it will let them know that. Mm. And it'll give them a number of choices. Mm. They can either remove the item, they can correct it.
So when they spend the money, they go through your system? What do you plug into the system?
Well, we plug in by collecting the information. So it is more of an analytic or gathering right. an analytic
tool. And it's post, right? Post transaction.
That's correct.
So if an employee buys takes somebody to lunch and they spend $75 or for dinner to spend $75, then they take that they put that in a record because that's they know that's how they're going to get their money back.
That's correct. We actually pull the data directly from the credit card companies.
Right. Right.
And it comes into the system automatically. We'll check it for
and so tell us about the reporting process.
So what the reporting does is the reporting can aggregate the information by a number of different ways. Usually the most valuable is by expense type.
Right.
So that a company can look and see by category. Typically it maps into their accounting right. system and lets them see exactly.
Can you compare like a salesperson's sales versus expenses, that kind of thing?
You can.
That's a handy thing to do.
It is. And one of the surprising things that we find is that it doesn't always equate to a company tightening up their policies. We've had companies that have correlated their best sales reps also spend the most money. And so they've loosened
it. It's when you go the other way. It's when the sales are off and the expenses are going up. That's when you call the guy in and say, look at my little report here.
That's right.
Give us that website again, John.
It's www.expensable.com.
Folks, check that out. It's as one of the examples of how you can do a better job of managing your expenses. You probably already know what your top line is going to be the way the economy is going. So drive those profits by managing those expenses. John, will you come back another day?
I sure will.
I've enjoyed having you here. You got a lot more to teach us. John Tangredi, ladies and gentlemen, with Expensable. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll have his website. We'll take a quick break right back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Does anybody really know what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.